Todd Blouse is at the Gold Coast. Morning to you, Todd.
Morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
You're very well, mate, and enjoying, well, I just actually got a text from the track manager there at the Gold Coast. You've had a wet few days there.
It's been very wet, yes. Yes, the training tracks there this morning were waterlogged.
Well, you can only blame yourself because when we spoke to you last Friday, mate, you came on and got stuck into Joe Cleary about being in beautiful weather.
Yeah, and it's backfired, hasn't it?
It has. It's come back to bite you. They've had 35 mil on the Gold Coast in the last 24 hours. They're, well, at this stage, down to race tomorrow on a heavy 10. Steve Andrews, the track manager, saying if we get more rain today, then be some doubt. But the sun was out when he texted me this, Todd.
Yeah, sun's out now, mate. It's a beautiful day. So hopefully they can dry out a bit today so they can continue tomorrow with the races.
Well, how's Noble Boy? You mentioned the waterlogged tracks, but were you able to do something this morning?
Yeah, mate, he still had a nice little gallop on it. He probably had a little bit more of a blow than he would have done just being on the heavy surface, but no, I'm very happy with him.
Who jumped aboard there?
Paul Hemsley spun him around for me this morning, so yeah, he was really impressed with him, and yeah, he thinks he'll be very strongly competitive in the Benchmark 90 race.
You mentioned just, you know, from the run, you know, you gave him a few weeks off. You've had the gallop and down at home on Mother's Day and the like. Are you happy with Noble Boy's condition?
I am, mate. We're really happy with him. He probably put on a little bit more weight than I expected just with those few days off. But, no, he's tightened up nicely and he'll be ready to go Saturday.
Okay. So 1,200 at this time with James McDonald on. You feel like you're in a good place at this stage?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really happy with the horse. And, I think he'll be fighting at the finish there on Saturday.
Because I guess you learnt, you know, we met you at Muswellbrook there. You took him there a few days, you know, well, it was nearly a week out from the race. And you've got to know just when to travel him and give him a few days to settle in.
Yeah, mate, he just takes a few days to settle in when you do take him away from home, I found out. But, he hasn't missed a beat since being here and he's really enjoying the warm weather.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, anxious draw for tomorrow, mate. That's, I guess, the next piece in the jigsaw.
It is, mate, it is. You know, we know with his racing pattern, sort of inside isn't ideal for him. So, you know, anything from the middle to the outside will suit him nicely.
Yep, all right, we'll get those draws when they come out tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Todd. Take it easy up there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, mate. See ya.